The Atlantic hurricane season begins next week on June 1st, and this year the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting an above average 13 to 19 named storms, of which 3 to 6 could be major hurricanes. For more, we're joined now by Jeff Huffman, Director and Chief Meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeremy.
So the hurricane season officially begins June 1st, but it is typically busiest in August, and NOAA says it will update its outlook later in the summer. But tell us more about what they're predicting at this point and how it compares to other years.
Well, the big headline this year is that the forecast, not only from NOAA, but from several other private agencies, is for a busy year in terms of the number of storms, several factors leading into that. But, an average hurricane season, we normally see around 12 named storms. All the forecasts that I'm seeing and all the indications are that we're going to have more storms than normal over the entire Atlantic Basin. We've already had our first named storm, Arthur, of course, brushed by the Carolinas last week. And that's the sixth year in a row a storm has formed before the official storm. Start of the season.
So what are the reasons that you're talking about for a busier season this year?
Well, the water temperatures are glaringly warm, if that's a word. They are above normal across most of the Atlantic and especially closer to the North American continent in waters like the Gulf of Mexico, the Western Caribbean. We've got above normal sea surface temperatures, and the long-range forecast is for those to continue. There also is the concern that a La Nina is developing. That's the opposite of El Nino. It's actually a cooling of the eastern Pacific waters, and if that were to occur, and chances for that occurring are just above 50% right now, that could also correlate to more activity in the Atlantic Ocean during the heart of the hurricane season. It leads to less wind shear or lighter winds aloft across areas where hurricanes tend to form that time of year. That's something we may not know much more about until maybe later in June or July, but right now all factors are pointing to a busy season in the Atlantic.
Now, are people already talking about how they would deal with both preparation and response to a major hurricane where you are in Florida or anywhere else for that matter in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic? How does that complicate the efforts?
Well, yeah, it's difficult to kind of think about that, but it certainly could happen. We work with a lot of emergency managers here in the state of Florida, and there are plans being put into place that include more shelters. There are plans being worked on that, of course, would accommodate any evacuees that may test positive for the virus. It's complicated, no doubt. I think one of the big things we're hearing here in Florida, and I want to emphasize that we always talk about know your zone, know your evacuation zone, because if you are told to evacuate, we strongly encourage that. But officials are going to be also reminding us to look at your home, find out what your building codes are in your neighborhood, discover if you can the type of construction you have, and learn what type of wind speeds your home can withstand. Because in addition to, of course, encouraging evacuations, emergency managers here in Florida are also encouraging residents, if they can stay put and shelter at home and they have confidence in their structure surviving, say, a Category 1 or Category 2 storm, they're going to be strongly encouraged to do so, of course, because that will cut down on the potential complications with the COVID recovery.
That is Jeff Huffman, who is Director and Chief Meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you if this season is as busy as they think it will be.
Sounds good, Jeremy. Thank you.